the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hello, 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 and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. And this is not just another new episode of Girly So Groovy. It is my absolute favorite episode all year long. Out of the 52 weeks that we bring you Girly So Groovy, this week we bring you 2024 all wrapped up. It is the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for the year. And in the second hour, we shine a light on those honorable mentions, albums that were not quite ready to hit the top 10 list, but definitely still worth giving a listen to one last time before we dive into 2025. When I think about this year, the music industry could maybe be summed up in one word: brat. Maybe the most brattiest thing we could do here on Girly So Groovy is not feature brat over the year. But what I did do with Girly So Groovy is bring you, at a bare minimum, of at least 75 brand new albums, all released within 2024. And this week, we boil that list down to 10, the 10 best albums released this year. So without further ado, let's do this and dive in. Coming in at number 10 is the Oakland, California duo Brejean. They're known for their trippy atmospheric blend of AM pop, Latin jazz, and 1990s style house music. This summer saw the duo release their third album, Macro. It's an album that blends breezy 1960s exotica, trippy late-night vibes, and playful dance melodies. It was an album that really fit the soundtrack of summer. Coming in at number 10, it's Brejean with their album Macro here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
Counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2024, we just started the list with our number 10 selection, Oakland, California duo Brujon with their album Macro, released in July. We heard the song Working On It from Brujon. Our number 9 selection just was featured for the very first time this year on last week's episode, but they really made a dent in terms of an album I fell in love with. Interestingly enough, our number 9 selection has been making music for over a decade now, but I only recently discovered the Swedish music collective GOAT. They're a band that makes mysterious and psychedelic world music. It's their new self-titled album that really caught my ear. The band delivers a dose of heavy guitars, freak folk, mystical biker psychedelic rock, and some really well-played hip-hop influences added in. When you kind of look at all those puzzle pieces, you think, how do they fit together? GOAT has figured it out. Right now, our number 8 selection with their self-titled release, here is GOAT, here on the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2024. Counting down our top 10 girliest or grooviest albums for the year, our number 9 selection right there with Swedish indie collective Goat from their self-titled album Goat, released back in October. We heard the song Ouroboros. Now listen, our number 8 selection is a musician that I'm always thrilled to include here on Girly So Groovy, and she has a rightful spot in the top 10 list for her latest album. Our number 8 selection goes to My Brightest Diamond. I'm always thrilled to share new music from My Brightest Diamond, the genre-bending one-woman project made up by Detroit's very own Shara Nova, who is inspired by her classical training and shifts her sound from chamber pop to dark indie rock. Well, for her latest 7th album, Fight the Real Terror, My Brightest Diamond wrote and recorded the album in the days after Sinead O'Connor's death. And like Sinead O'Connor, the album proves to be raw, unhinged, vulnerable, aggressive, and ultimately, it is a portrait of a woman standing in her true power. I have played this song, this title track, for you here on Girly So Groovy before. You want to listen to the words. Kids, this is what we need to take with us into 2025. The title alone, Fight the Real Terror. It's artists like My Brightest Diamond that will give us a blueprint of how to shed light in the darkest of times. At number 8, My Brightest Diamond with Fight the Real Terror here on the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2024.
On the day she died, a storm came in. It cut down the trees with a force. The lights went out, and that seemed about right for the whole to stop for Sinead. Fight the real terror. Fight the real terror. Oh, it's easier to say too late for such a catalytic act than to respect a living and furious woman. Come on!
That's our number 8 selection in our top 10 list for 2024 here on Girly So Groovy. It is My Brightest Diamond with her album Fight the Real Terror. What a brilliant album. An album that looks back as an homage for Sinead O'Connor, yet looks forward and creates a blueprint. We need artists like My Brightest Diamond asking questions like, whose picture am I going to tear up tonight? Who's going to stand with me shoulder to shoulder as we move into 2025, as governments change, as darkness kind of seems to take over at times and we need to figure out how to bring the light? It's that type of protest that makes it all the worthwhile to include My Brightest Diamond in our top 10 list for the year. Our number 7 selection, I have to say, really crept up on me. It was just last week that we featured this next album for the very first time here on Girly So Groovy, but in that short time, I have fallen in love with it. Our number 7 to Haley Hendrix. Now, it was over 6 years ago that Oregon indie folk artist Haley Hendrix made a name for herself with her album, I Need to Start a Garden. And as an album, it really introduced us to her deft finger picking and introspective lyrics. Well, finally, 6 years later, Haley Hendrix returns with her follow-up, Seed of a Seed. The 6 years demonstrates a slight maturity in sound, but Haley Hendrix fortunately does not mess too much with the folk formula that seems to work for her. So coming in at number 7, it is Haley Hendrix with her album Seed of a Seed here on Top 10 Girly So Grooviest Albums.
There's a woman in the corner claiming she is just the former one of me, and I am her just out of context. And this weight that I've been leaning in, the persons I'm deceiving, and the food that I've been eating says I'm processed. I can lack communication, I can lack coordination inside my awkward occupations like a fortress. And then she spits into the ground, she says, well, I'll just figure out if she's me. If I'm her, it's just a process. And all the texts that I've avoided, all the persons I've annoyed with, all my flighty conversations out of locked inside, the dishes I have dropped beside, the useless things I've bought for someone's profit. And there's a woman in the corner claiming she is just the former one of me, and I'm her just out of context. And then she kissed me on the mouth, she said, well, I'll just figure out if she's me. If I'm her, it's just a process. I'm alone and I'm addicted to my phone. She cuts the cord, she pulls the power and makes me sit with my baggage, all the haggard things I didn't want to feel. She peels me back like I'm her cabbage. And there's the woman in the corner who makes me pull the fuck over just to stare at purple clover off the highway and see the clover as a gift I almost missed. Thank you.
Coming in at number 7 in our top 10 list, that is Haley Hendrix with her new album, Seed of a Seed. We heard the opening track, Gemini, from Haley Hendrix. Moving along in our top 10 girliest or grooviest list for 2024, our number 6 selection goes to Adrienne Lenker. She's found herself in the top 10 list before. Brooklyn band Big Thief is already known for its vulnerable indie rock, but when Adrienne Lenker, leader of Big Thief, releases solo work, it is a whole higher level of intimacy and vulnerability. For her latest 4th solo album, Bright Future, it's a stripped back gem of an album centered around guitar, piano, and violin. And for all of its vulnerability and honesty, it's no wonder why Adrienne Lenker makes her way into the top 10 Girly So Grooviest list for 2024. Here is Adrienne Lenker here on Girly So Groovy.
With him, you give me chills. I've had it with
Celebrating voices that need to be heard, this is Girly So Groovy, and this is our top 10 Girly So Grooviest list for 2024, the 10 best albums released this year. We just heard music from our number 6 selection, Adrian Lenker, front person to the band Big Thief, for her solo album Bright Future, released earlier this year in March. We heard the song Vampire Empire, this time from Adrian Lenker. As I mentioned at the start of the program, this year has featured over 75 brand new albums released in 2024. And we are taking this week's episode to boil that down to the 10 best albums of the year. Don't forget, in the second hour here on Girly So Groovy, we will also be exploring honorable mentions, albums that almost made the top 10, not quite, but are definitely still worth visiting before we fully wrap up the year. One of the ways that I find recommendations for the program is through the music site Bandcamp, and it was back in June that Bandcamp included Berlin-based Mary Ochre in their list of essential releases. I am so glad I found that list, because